It's the Pirates Week for Sunday, April
19th, 2009. Oh, the FCC will not catch me, for I am quite elusive. Don't care what they say, I'm still a DJ. My life to live. I transmit our song. They say that it's wrong, 'cause I never paid them the dough. So curse ye, scallywags, you'll never take away my pirate radio. K-Y-A.
Well, I am Ragnar Danisjold, and you have once again found the Pirates Week, a show dedicated to pirate radio, concentrating on the shortwave spectrum, but, you know, we don't discriminate. We cover all areas of pirate radio. We don't really have any pirates in the news stories this week to speak of, but we do have some interesting news from around the blogosphere. We have a lot of forum posts on the internet, including the free radio network HF Underground and Alt Radio Pirate, and we're going to note the station's log this past week on the Free Radio Weekly. We got a few off-air recordings for you this week, and, well, hey, if you didn't get enough of the Shortwave Listeners Fest in Culpsville a couple months ago, and maybe you'd like to go or try something similar next month, well, then I may have something for you in the other radio section. Stay tuned for that, and a few closing thoughts from me, so stay tuned. It's a Pirates Week.
Almost live from the Fuking Ionosphere, it's the Pirates Week with Ragnar Danisjold.
I'm back. I'm nationwide. Well, I'm bad, 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 bad. I'm nationwide. Yeah,
yeah. Well, hey, how's everybody doing? Took the last couple weeks off, or actually took last weekend off, and, I'll be doing that from time to time throughout the summer. Probably once a month or so I'll be taking a Sunday off and getting out from behind the mic and actually seeing what that big sun thing, that big yellow thing in the sky is, and that's actually the sun. Hey, talk about the sun, man. Propagation is still in the toilet. We haven't seen a sunspot since, I don't know when the last sunspot was, but the good news is we've been down here so long that it has to start turning up soon, and things will be looking better and better for the next several years for Shortwave DX. There's nowhere to go but up, huh? Pirate activity has been increasing the last couple weeks. Have you noticed that? The last week or so, things have been on the uptick. Lots of activity around the weekends. Early to midweek seems to be quiet. 6925, still the default frequency here in North America, with 6950, 6935 still being utilized. Hey, you want to see some graphs of this? I got some graphs going on of this year's activity, and check it out. It's on the homepage of piratesweek.info. It's the graph of all the logs and the frequencies as noted on the Free Radio Weekly. And hey, let's just get into it. Let's get into Pirates in the News. We had a lot of stuff to cover this week.
Pirates in the News.
Well, I do have one Pirate in the News story for you. This actually from the last 2 weeks. We got some activity down in South America. This is coming from World of Radio. We have a Brazilian pirate active with 50 watts on 7695. That's 7695 kilohertz. Probably not going to catch them up here in North America. At least it would be a tough catch at that with only 50 watts. But take a listen to World of Radio.
I got a message from what was previously assumed to be a Brazilian pirate on 7695, reminding us that they are active, although the power is only 50 watts. Quite a DX challenge outside South America. It's called Cidade Oldish, 7695, and their schedule is 18 to 21 UT and 0500 until 1100.
taking a look at the logs in the Free Radio Weekly to see if anybody indeed can catch that Brazilian pirate. Be a tough catch if even possible up here in North America. Taking a look around the blogosphere. Actually, another news story. The Prometheus Project, the Prometheus Radio Project, is in the news. More than 10 years after a small group of activists with roots in pirate radio founded Prometheus, the organization is working hard to protect existing LPFM stations from an industry lawsuit and helping the bipartisan Local Community Radio Act, which is presently making its way through Congress, which would open up more radio spectrum space for nonprofit LPFM stations when it does finally become law, and we are following that news story closely. But the Prometheus Radio Project has sat down to answer 20 questions with In These Times, a Chicago-based progressive magazine. In These Times, they cover media, politics, and some personal topics in its 20 questions. It's an interesting read. Take a look at it. I'll have links, of course, in the show notes. Also from around the blogosphere, on DIY Media, John Anderson writes that Touch FM's founder, Charles Clemens, has abandoned his cross-country trek to raise awareness of low-power FM and the plight of micro-radio stations engaged in electronic civil disobedience. A press release posted to the Walk for Power website cites logistical reasons for having to abandon the journey. Clemens instead has gone to Washington to meet with, the Prometheus Radio Project and the Free Press, and will participate in a series of LPFM lobbying conferences and workshops later this month. In a rare and very public occasion, a pirate and those fighting in the halls of power for LPFM will work together in a full-fledged common cause. John concludes in his article, noting that he hopes all constituencies get the props that they deserve, for Mr. Clemens has already walked the walk more than anyone else in the room. That's Charles Clemens, who was walking cross-country across our United States, is to raise awareness for LPFM, has now abandoned that walk and has joined with Prometheus to fight for LPFM in Washington. Hey, talking about LPFM, on the Radio Brandy blog, Radio Brandy is bashing the Radio Info Board, accusing Radio Info of censorship and intolerance. Radio Brandy notes that many of the posters are migrating over to Radio Talk, an alternative board started by those fed up with Radio Info's way of doing business. I'll have links to Radio Brandy and Radio Talk also in the show notes.
Breaking the law, breaking the law, oh, oh, breaking the law. Breaking the law, breaking the law, oh, oh, breaking the law.
The FRN Forum postings.
Well, it's time now to take a look around the internet for some relevant forum postings. And actually, this week we got a bunch of good stuff on the internet to take a look at. And we're going to start off, like we always do, with the Free Radio Network. That's frn.net/vines. Doctor Who's going to start us off this week by posting asking if 6850 kilohertz is clear again, or is the mighty signal with the low audio still using it? Well, Cosmic Debris notes that he hasn't heard anything on 6850 lately between 0100 UTC and 0430, but that could be due to propagation. Others have noted that Radio Cairo has been reported there recently after 2300, and actually I hear them myself often. They're a very strong carrier, but very under-modulated audio. That's Radio Cairo, still up on 6850 kilohertz. The Radical posts that he is shopping for a new portable shortwave radio, and he was interested in perhaps purchasing a Kato KA-11. Space Biscuit doesn't like the lack of a tuning dial, but Gristle does like his Yacht Boy 400 PE. It's reconditioned from Universal Radio for $79. Pigmeat would go with the Sangean 909. He says that sucker does tune in sideband very well and would take a lot of antenna without overloading. Week Radio posts a bunch of links to several other portables for comparison. The thread continues on with a lot of good info on shortwave portables. It's a good read and highly suggested for this week if you're in the market for a portable receiver. Take a look at it. That's the Radical post looking for a new shortwave radio. Over in the workshop forum, the Access has put up some links to 100 technical books. They're all in PDF format. He actually found them on the Solder Smoke blog. Many radio and antenna related titles. Take a look at it. That's 100 technical books all in PDF format for free. QRP supplied a link for an RF power amp for QRP. This circuit is a broadband 1.8 to 30 megahertz, so it's no tune. You need only to regulate the current bias multi-term trimmer for each MOSFET couple. This means also low efficiency for a lower IMD. It's even low, down to about 20 or 30%. Together with a good heatsink and blower system, this may be for you. This is a RF power amp, no tune RF power amp for QRP. Gristle is living in condo hell, and we all feel sorry for him. He can't put up any sort of wire antenna, even on the ground, so he needs advice on a stealth or indoor antenna. There were suggestions to go with the loop, and there's a couple links to an old FRN post for building one by Bad Andy. Interesting setup there for the loop for those who are living in shortwave condo hell. Taking a look over at the FM forum, Dan J is looking for a schematic of a very simple AM transmitter. He wants to teach a workshop to kids about making a foxhole receiver and perhaps maybe even a transmitter. Bad Andy stepped up to the plate with schematics and a photo of the Corset. A Corset is a low power version of the Corsair. It's a 1 watt or less transmitter, the Corset. Very cool. In the audio exchange on the FRN, Sealord has made available two classic shows from Radio Metallica Worldwide. These two blasts from the past are now available on the audio download section of shortwavepirate.info. Hey, taking a look over at HF Underground. HF Underground has been really interesting lately. They have an active pirate beacon section. This is an interesting offshoot of pirate radio. Small, low-power beacons are pinging away with a Morse letter or two every minute or so. Reportedly, for propagation studies, these pirate beacons are really fun to try to catch. HF Underground has an active beacon logging section, giving times and frequencies if you want to try for one of these very low power and difficult to DX beacons. You can also check out the homepage of the High Frequency Beacon Society. There's also a current list of beacons and frequencies on the HF Underground Beacon Wiki page. I'll have links to both the High Frequency Beacon Society and the Wiki page on HF Underground in the show notes. Really cool offshoot of pirate radio, these pirate beacons. Over on Alt Radio Pirate, Dave M. posts a link to a new site for offshore radio, offshoreradioworld.co.uk, yet another site dedicated to pirate radio off the UK shores. And finally, from the Free Radio Weekly, number 688, April 18th, 2009, covering free radio activity from the 11th to the 17th of April. Stations being heard this last week here in North America include Barnyard Radio, Captain Morgan, Dead Cat Radio, KPR, Northwoods Radio, Radio Gaga, Voice of the Runaway Maharishi, WBNY, WMPR, that's Micro Powered Radio, and WTCR, 20th Century Radio. QSLs being received this week include, I'm not going to list everybody who got a QSL because there were a ton of stations sending out QSLs. Those stations are Week Radio, Channel Z, Barnyard Radio, Blue Rhino Radio. That's a new one. Blue Rhino Radio, Radio XXP, Radio Josephine, The Voice of Spike, another new one, and The Voice of Chaos, all stations sending out QSLs this last week. And it is rumored that the exclusive Radio Azteca QSL are about to be sent out to those DXers who took the time to QSL their excruciating detailed reception reports to Radio Azteca. We're all sitting in anticipation for those rare QSLs.
This hobby sucks.
John, all hobbies suck. But if you keep at it, you might find at the end that you've managed to kill some precious time.
Wow, I never thought of it like that.
Well, it's time now to get into some off-air recordings. First one up is from Zane Radio. He caught Barnyard Radio on the 12th of April. They were on 22 to 2300 UTC, 6925 upper sideband. Zane said it sounded pretty good on the coming into Chicago on the 12th. Take a listen to Barnyard Radio. Sea Lord down in Florida was using his Tentec RX340 to catch Week Radio, WEAK, on 6925 upper sideband the 18th of April. They were on 0215 to 0300. Sea Lord caught them at a 333, maybe all the way up to a 434. Take a listen to WEAK, Week Radio.
Week Radio.
And I got a new one for you this week. I was sent this next clip by a listener in upstate New York. He caught Radio Lunchbox Saturday morning, the 19th of April, 1610 UTC, 6950 AM, playing a bunch of 70s rock. Take a listen to Radio Lunchbox.
This is Radio Lunchbox. Radio Lunchbox testing at 5 watts. UFOPiratesOnTracks@gmail.com.
And finally, I recorded the Voice of Chaos 6925 Upper Side Band, oh, just after midnight UTC on the 19th of April, SINPOR. Wasn't all that good, actually. Quite a bit of static in this recording. The opposite, this is the rock and roll show. Played a bunch of old 70s rock, Detroit Rock City, Heartbreaker, Hot Blooded, a bunch of Voice of Chaos IDs and voice breaks. Hey, take a listen to the Voice of Chaos.
Yes, this is the Voice of Chaos. My wife just popped her head into the recording studio here at Chaos headquarters and said,
"Oh my God! The Voice of Chaos is back in the room!"
Yes, that is true. The Voice of Chaos is back. And this is our rock and roll show. As a reminder, we have a new QSL card. Our email address is voiceofchaos@gmail.com. Let's get back to the rock and roll, baby. This is the Voice of Chaos.
The Pirates Week Podcast, your home for shortwave pirate information. PiratesWeek.info. That's PiratesWeek.info.
Does anyone around here still have a radio? Anyone here at all? Anyone here at all?
Well, I have something that, well, isn't quite pirate-related, but may be interesting to attend. Sponsored by WWCR and held in Nashville comes news of the annual NASB DRM annual meeting. This is from this week's DX Party Line. Some of these forums do sound interesting. Take a listen to this. This is about 2.5 minutes long.
It's the last call for registration for the 2009 NASB DRM USA annual meetings. You can still register for these meetings. It will be held in Nashville, Tennessee on May 7th and 8th. Anyone interested in or involved in shortwave radio is welcome to attend. The meetings will take place at the Holiday Inn Express in downtown Nashville. Registration is completely free of charge. You only need to pay your own travel and lodging expenses. If you'd like more information or would like to register, you can email us at info@wrmi.net. I'll repeat that in a moment. Let me tell you about just a few of the latest additions to the schedule at those meetings. On Thursday, May 7th, Adil Mina of Continental Electronics and the DRM Consortium will report on what's happening with DRM, Digital Radio Mondiale, around the globe. There will be a profile of Tentec, the Tennessee-based company that makes HF radios for amateurs and shortwave listeners. The Tentec RX320D was one of the first DRM software-capable radios on the market. Also, there will be a bus tour, a sightseeing tour, visiting WWCR's studio transmitter site in Nashville and World Christian Broadcasting's headquarters in Franklin, Tennessee. They operate KNLS in Alaska. On Friday, May 8th, there will be a panel discussion on the state of shortwave listening and broadcasting in Europe with panelists including Michael Murray, the former Secretary General of the European DX Council. Also on the agenda for Friday, sports programming on shortwave. Independent producer Bruce Baskin will tell about his experiences with World Cricket Today and World Baseball Today on shortwave. there will be an update on Digital Aurora Radio Technologies and their DRM project in Alaska, and a talk about new technologies from Galcom International in Canada, an update on their new suitcase-sized transmitter, and the possibility of a low-cost DRM receiver. Other topics, Madagascar World Voice, the African shortwave project of World Christian Broadcasting, and where it stands now after the recent political developments in Madagascar. And a talk by Tom King, president of Kintronic Labs of Bristol, Tennessee, about their involvement in shortwave broadcasting. Again, if you'd like more information or would like to register for the meetings May 7th and 8th in Nashville, Tennessee, the email address is info@wrmi.net.
Okay, let's wrap this puppy up. We're getting down here towards the end. But hey, before I get out of here, in my eternal quest to get my audience to do my work for me, I'll throw it out there once again for anyone who wants to do a weekly or even a semi-weekly segment on the Pirates Week for LPFM or even Pirate FM radio. It's really not my area of expertise, and I would love to have someone step up to the plate with a 3 or 5 minute segment of news, clips, station expose, whatever, I don't care. Get a hold of me at piratesweek@gmail.com if you're interested. I'd love to have someone come in with a short little 3 to 5 minute segment on LPFM or FM radio, Pirate FM, Pirate AM. That'd be cool. That'd really add to the show. Hey, you should also stop by the homepage of the show found at piratesweek.info. Lots of links to everything we talked about today, as well as the original script if anyone really wants to see that. This week, I also I may actually link to some special audio I'm not going to throw on the feed. It'll be in the blog post if you're interested about that. You can also check out the other websites I manage, shortwavepirate.info, if you want to check out the audio download section there. Lots of really good stuff, a lot of studio stuff on shortwavepirate.info, the download audio download section of shortwavepirate.info. Also, I manage rfprograms.com for all your current radio-related programs, all gathered in one convenient location, rfprograms.com. And finally, Sans Contemplation, that's just the personal blog of mine, isn't really necessarily radio-related. I will post some radio stuff there, but usually when I just vent or some interesting stuff I find on the web, I'll put it there at Sans Contemplation, all linked on the homepage there at piratesweek.info. And you can also follow me on Twitter. I'm /PiratesWeek on Twitter. Mostly I only tweet when there is someone on air. It's a heads up for when pirates come on air. Actually, before I log it over to the FRN, I'll throw it on Twitter just as a heads up. And I do comment on some other stuff from time to time. Mostly, though, it is logs that I'll throw out there on Twitter. Okay, that's it. Let's wrap this puppy up. What did we learn this week? Well, I learned when I take a week off, pirate activity heats up. That's always the case, you know. You take time off and stuff starts to happen. We also learned WWCR is hosting the NASB meeting in Nashville next month. Should be interesting. And finally, we learned it's hell to live in a condo, isn't it? Okay, that's it. I'm out of here. As always, thank you for listening.
The Boat Anchor Soft Glow to your MP3 player via the World Wide Web. We meld the oldest and the newest audio technology. Welcome to the Pirates Week.
That's piratesweek.info.
You are without doubt the worst pirate I've ever heard of.
But you have heard of me.